It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton. Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. It is once again time for us to talk about the outdoors here on KETR. Today's show has been made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. That's biggame.org. Hoffpower Polaris down in Goldwaith, Texas. That website is hpolaris.com. Texas Motor Cars up in Addison, Texas, texasmotorcars.com. Hot Can, the website is hot-can.com. Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com. And Icy Tech Coolers, hpcoolers.com. We have a very special guest today, Mr. Bob Harper, who is a director for the Operation Game Thief. Awesome organization. Bob is going to tell us all about this organization and tell how you can get involved. Bob, thank you very much, sir, for being with us.
Luke, it's a pleasure. We are delighted to be able to share our views and what we're doing with the audience that you have of sportsmen.
Well, you know, the Operation Game Thief started, you were telling me, back, I knew it started in the early 80s, but 81. And explain to everybody the premise. Most people are aware of it, but a lot of people may not be aware of it. What makes it work?
Well, it's the same principle and concept as your neighborhood crime watch. People that are concerned are looking out for any type of violation out there. The wildlife in the state of Texas, this is both the game and the fish, belong to the people of Texas. So someone who's poaching, overfishing, shooting out a season, whatever the violation may be, is actually stealing our wildlife. So we call ourselves Crime Stoppers for Wildlife. There is an incentive program based upon the seriousness of the violation and the amount of fine that is assessed that can come back to any person who reports a violation as a reward. So there is a reward involved for citizens who are motivated to turn in wildlife violators.
Bob, what would you think, a rough estimate? There, of course, I see nothing at all wrong with receiving an award, that a cash reward. That's what makes that's the premise of it. But what percentage of the people do you think do not accept an award once they've turned in someone that's say poaching?
Luke, it's amazing to me, and this speaks so highly of the sports people of Texas. Less than 20% actually request an award. Most people will say, I just want the guy caught.
Yeah.
I just want the violation to stop. I just want to teach the guy a lesson. He should not be doing that. Less than 20% of all of the cases that result in being filed request a reward.
So, Bob, when you're, say you're out in the field, and we're talking about, you know, game thief, that is the name, but we're also talking about fish too, the other resource. You know, if you're out fishing in a boat on a lake, or if you're out hunting or on your own property or just out sightseeing, if you see an infraction occurring, I guess it's real important to have the right number to call, to know how to contact the authorities. So what's the best way to do that?
Well, there's actually a number printed on the license that you would have, both a hunting and fishing license, and it is an Operation Game Thief number. The number is 800-792-GAME, G-A-M-E.
Okay, Bob, that's 1-800-792-GAME. You know, I think everybody that's in the outdoors should have that phone number, 1-800-792-GAME. Saved on their cell phone.
Yeah, Luke, a new wrinkle that we've just started and have tremendously good results so far. It's only about been in operation for about 5 months now, but you can now text message to Texas Parks and Wildlife and easily report a violation that way without even being heard by someone sitting next to you in a boat, sitting across from you in a deer blind or something like that. They can actually text a violation in and have the game warden checking on it without anybody knowing about it but the person reporting the violation.
You know, Bob, I bet if all of us think just a little bit, we can see how that could be a very useful tool. If you're in a deer blind up in, say, you're bow hunting up in a tree and somebody, you see somebody cross the fence and get over there and shoot one of the deer on your property, all you got to do is get that thumb working on your text, right?
That's absolutely correct. I'll give you a little human interest here. One of the times that it worked when we were experimenting with it, there was a fellow actually out in a duck blind with a couple of guys who were shooting anything and everything that came by, and it was really upsetting him. So he texted the violation in, and the warden came and checked those guys, and they never knew who reported him.
A good case in point. He shouldn't have been set up that close anyway, should he, Bob? That's two things he did wrong. Shot too many ducks, and he got too close to another guy's setup. Well, I'm making light of it, but it's very true. That's an awesome way to report it. And one thing I want to touch on also, Bob, is the website for Operation Game Thief. Folks can go online to OGT, which is Operation Game Thief. OGTTX.com. OGTTX.com. And all the clay shooting events that you guys have, all that information is right there on the website, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In addition to that, going back to the website, Luke, if they're inclined to want to support Operation Game Thief, there are various classes of membership that are available to participate in Operation Game Thief and be a part of our anti-poaching efforts. Memberships range from as little as $25 a year to $1,000 for a lifetime membership. And, of course, there's different ancillary benefits that come with each class of membership. The website is a very interesting place to visit, and it's the kind of thing that entertains a good number of sportsmen.
And folks could, you know, you could Google, and it'll take you there too, folks. If you forget the website, just Google Operation Game Thief, and it'll that website will jump out there and get you. The targets, the clay shoots, they draw a lot of money for the program, right?
Yes, it is. Last year, we granted over $85,000 in various grants to divisions of the wildlife enforcement branch to help them out with all sorts of equipment needs that they had. This year we made a substantial grant of $65,000 to overhaul the reporting system for the wardens in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in, any government agency, state agency, is somewhat behind the curves. And as most of us know that ever have to deal with any government agency. And this new system that we're implementing right now substantially reduces the amount of paperwork time that a warden has to fill out every time he makes a call. Thus, he can spend more time in the field and be more effective and not burdened with filling out so many handwritten reports that probably never get read and often get misfiled in circles. Circular basket number 8.
yeah. Well, that's awesome. And people that everybody, most of us that like to shoot, you know, the little competition, we all like that. So the ones, I know there's one in, I think there's one in Houston.
There's one in Houston coming up on August the 16th. That's a Friday, and people can take the day off on Friday and have quite an enjoyable time. There's a two flights, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So if you wanted to work a half day either way, you could select which flight group that you wanted to shoot with. Mm-hmm. The fees are rather modest to get into it. You don't have to belong to a team to come. You can shoot, be assigned to shoot as a fill-in on any kind of a team that's lacking any shooters. And there's a wonderful free lunch served. The game warden cooking teams from around the state participate in these shoots, and they put on one heck of a catfish lunch, complete with alligator and sometimes wild game meat, too. It's a all-you-can-eat buffet of wildlife, and it's worth the money in itself.
Well, man. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time, you know, to break all this down to us. I guess the main thing, one of the main things that people should take away from this little visit we've had is to, folks, jot that number down, whatever you do, 800-792-GAME. Put it on your cell phone. And do remember, this show is going to be archived here at KETR for a long time. So if you miss something that Bob went over, you know, come back and you can listen to this show a year from now. And Bob, you really did. You did a good job covering all the many facets, different things that Operation Game Thief does. I know we could spend another hour and you could keep us, you know, you could continue to inform us, but it is an awesome organization. We do own, we may not own 10,000 acres in South Texas or the Hill Country, or we may not own 1 acre, but we do in Texas. The game and the fish is owned by the citizens. So we don't want them stealing our deer or our fish, do we?
That's exactly exactly the case. The other thing about Operation Game Thief, too, Luke, and I'd like your people to remember this, it's an all-encompassing program that helps the wardens in the field do a better job. We're trying to give them the tools to be more effective as a law enforcement operation. And I will tell you, if you meet any of the wardens that are in the field today, they are extremely fine gentlemen and women that have gone through the academy, and they are a real credit to our state and to the Texas Parks and Wildlife.
They are, for sure. Well, Bob, thanks very much. Thank you again for being with us. And, you know, in the future, I'll get you back, and you can, you know, spend some more time and enlighten us a little bit more. How about that?
It'd be a pleasure anytime, Luke. Thank you for having us.
Well, folks, that wraps our show up for today. I want to remind you today's show has been made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. That's biggame.org. Hoffpower Polaris down in Goldwaith, Texas. That website is hpolaris.com. Texas Motor Cars up in Addison, Texas, texasmotorcars.com. Hot Can, the website is hot-can.com. Sniper Hog Lights, that's sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com. And Icy Tech Coolers, hpcoolers.com. Make sure and tune in again next week. We'll have some more fun talking about the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
This is Passport to Texas. When you engage the outdoors, whether camping, paddling, bird watching, hunting, fishing, or any number of activities, you're participating in nature tourism.
Nature tourism, quite simply, is going out and traveling based on natural resources.
Shelley Plant oversees nature tourism for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Nature tourism in Texas is booming. Wildlife viewing has been skyrocketing. People are doing more and more bird watching. People are doing wildlife photography, camping at our state parks, hiking. We've become so urban that I feel people are really just looking for a way to reconnect with the outdoors.
Plant says city squirrels, pigeons, and community pools just don't cut it anymore for urban dwellers. And that's good news for people in rural communities.
These nature tourism opportunities give rural communities a way to step in, market themselves, make activities available and easy for people to do, everything from paddling trails and wildlife trails to photography opportunities on private ranches. Texas has it all, and it's definitely great income for private landowners, great for the income for local businesses.
Find nature tourism opportunities on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.